With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome back to another episode of You Are You Unapologetically. See, we are the podcast where we dive into real conversations that empower you to show up unapologetically as yourself, owning your own story, embracing your uniqueness, and living with bold authenticity. That's what I'm talking about. I'm your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and today's conversation addresses something that silently plagues every woman. You ready for it? Imposter syndrome. It's that feeling that you don't belong, that feeling that you're not qualified, or that feeling that you're not worthy of your achievements. Mm-hmm. It's that voice in your head, like I call it head chatter, that is telling you that you somehow fooled everyone and that you are just waiting to be exposed. But let's be clear. No, let's be crystal clear. Imposter syndrome, it's a lie. So today, with the help of my phenomenal guest, we will tackle this important topic. And yes, I always have phenomenal guests on this podcast. All of you know that all of my guests are phenomenal because they are ordinary people like you and me. And so today, with the wisdom of our guests, we are going to talk about how to recognize imposter syndrome, how to push back against it, right? And most importantly, we're going to talk about how to overcome it for good. And I mean for good. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay, you guys, I know I say this time and time again, but every time I have a new guest, they fit the bill of being phenomenal. And so, yes, you hear it every time. Well, I guess because I'm just in that space where I'm always finding phenomenal people. Let me tell you about our guest. Let me tell you. Our guest today is the co-founder and executive director of Win Together Canada Foundation, a charitable organization dedicated to empowering families. And, well, let me say this, not only families, but especially young people, empowering them to thrive both emotionally and financially. Under our guest leadership, the foundation has supported many children and youth in discovering their full potential, giving them the confidence, the skills, and mindset to succeed. She is also the facilitator of Take Your Idea to the Next Level, a hands-on business training program delivered in partnership with Peace Through Business. The program helps aspiring women, entrepreneurs, move from ideas to action, offering practical tools and support along the way. And in 2025, she was recognized with an award from the Enterprising Women Foundation for her work in advancing women's leadership and entrepreneurship. Along with her professional work, our guest, she is a devoted wife, a mother of two daughters, and a young son. She balances family and leadership with grace, strength, and love. Please help me to welcome our guest as we're going to talk about and dive in our conversation about imposter syndrome in women, how to overcome it for good. Please, 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 please join me in helping me to welcome our guest, Mrs. Diane Umutoni. Welcome, 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 welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Thank you. So glad you're here.
I am so glad you're here. Thank you so much, Diane, for saying yes to being on our podcast, You Are You, Unapologetically, right?
Exactly.
So let's start with, and let me just do this because this is what I do with all of our guests. I want you to share with our listeners how we met. Please share with them how we met.
So thank you so much, Dr. Kim, for inviting me. This is an honor for me. How we met, that was an awesome journey. Meeting you, Dr. Kim, oh my goodness. So I met Dr. Kim during the conference of Enterprising Women Foundation in Nashville. She was among people who were welcoming people, guests, and I was among of the guests. And she was so awesome. All the questions we had, we went through her. And she was easy to talk. She was easy to ask questions. And I fell in love with her. And we took pictures together. And thank you so much, Dr. Kim. That was awesome, awesome. Yeah.
You're so welcome. And thank you. Yeah, we had a wonderful time at the Enterprising Women Conference. And I get the opportunity to work the registration table where I get to meet all of these phenomenal women. Oh, my goodness. So if just a shout out for the Enterprising Women Foundation, Enterprising Women Awards. If you haven't been, you need to go. Just Google it. Enterprising Women Award Ceremony and you'll find it. Okay, so let's do this. Let's get this party started because I believe every guest that I invite to the podcast, we're here to have a party. We're here to have fun. So let's get this party started. But I would love for you to answer the question of what is imposter syndrome? What is that? And have you ever experienced it personally or professionally in it? Or if you experience it in both areas of your life, please, please share.
Yeah, sure. So for me, imposter syndrome, it's the feeling of self-doubt yourself. The kind you believe that you are not capable of doing what you're doing, and you have fear of to be found that you are not able to do what you say to do, or you are not you. Sometimes you kind of scared, you are fearing people, and you are not you, as I mentioned. So for me, I experienced the imposter syndrome when we moved from Montreal to Alberta. Okay. So first of all, I'm a French speaker. I immigrated in Canada and I went to do my master's degree. All my schools were in French. And then when we moved in Alberta, why even we moved? At that time, my brother-in-law was in Alberta. And then he convinced my husband to move in Alberta, that life is good in Alberta. And then we accepted, we moved. right?
Okay.
So we moved, I was pregnant. And in Alberta, 98% of people, they speak English.
Wow.
And only 2% speak French. You understand that even to find a job in French where I did all my school, it was hard. And then I was pregnant after 3 years and I went back to find a job.
Wow.
And finding a job was hard for me. I couldn't. I did interviews. I couldn't. And then I started to doubt myself.
Mm.
Imposter syndrome kicked in because I had kind of voices telling me, you know, when you go to interviews, no one understands you. No one can understand because your English is so down.
Right.
So you're not going to find a job.
Right.
And I started to go far from people, and I was saying I'm not enough.
Mm.
I was regretting all my studies I did in French, all my degrees I had. I started regretting it. I started feeling that I'm not smart enough.
Okay.
I'm not worthy. I was even scared, what am I going to do, you know? Because I was saying it's hard, even though I learn English. No one will understand even my accent. So.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really, really a hard time for me.
Yeah.
And I started to isolate with people that I know that they speak very well English. So that's how my imposter syndrome
comes. And I heard you say earlier that there was a percentage of only speaking English. And I thought I heard 8. And that's why I was like, wow. But you said 80%. And then, you know, it's a small percent that only spoke French, but I got what you're saying. No, I get it. I get it. So why do you think women are more likely to experience imposter syndrome than men?
So I think women, we have high expectation that we put on ourselves.
Yeah.
I think that we have our family, we have a career, we have many things. And we want to prove ourselves that we can achieve all of those stuff. You know, when some problem arises, maybe when something happened in your family, you take it personally. Most of women take all things personally. They internalize all those bad emotions.
Yeah.
Everything that happened to your work or to family, you think it's because of you, you know? You think that maybe you're part of the problem, you're the one who brought this, and our thoughts are more internal.
Yeah.
But men, I think for men, most of men, they externalize their thoughts. If something is happening, they can find different ways. But for us, when some area is not doing well, it can even impact the other layer. Let's say if something is not going well to my work, it can impact even the way I'm communicating with my husband, the way I'm communicating with my kids. So that's why most of women, they have the imposter syndrome than men. That's what I...
No, I agree. I hear you. And the men are... They're not as emotional as we are. We are emotional beings, women, that is, we are. And so we internalize a lot of things. So I clearly agree with you there in that space of, you know, well, men, sometimes they could just brush stuff off, and where we were like, no, I can't brush this off, right? Because our emotions will kick in and tell us, pay attention, or, you know, this is what you need to do. And not saying that men will have, like, I believe we all have our own amount of head chatter. That's what I call it, head chatter. I believe we all have that. But how do we manage it? And I'm not saying that men manage it better. I just feel, just like you said, like, we're going to internalize, we as women are going to internalize things more. And, it, you know, there are studies out there that prove that women do and are, do internalize things more, and we are emotional, more emotional than men are. With that being said, what are some of the common signs or behaviors that you experience or that women can look for to recognize that they are dealing with imposter syndrome, like in themselves and so also with other women showing up, you know, because I love for people to be authentic in themselves. And so what would you say are some common signs to look for within you or behaviors within you or that you may see in other women who are also dealing with imposter syndrome? I got to get it out of my mouth.
Yeah, so some of the signs are maybe you are not fitting in. Like you used to go some places, but now you don't fitting in. No, you don't belong. You don't belong. For example, for me, I wasn't feeling that I belong where people are speaking English. If people are speaking French, I was so happy to go to the party. I'm so happy to be with the moms that are speaking French. But when you come speaking English, I wasn't feeling good, you know? And also why I wasn't feeling good, because maybe I was saying, if I say something, no one will understand me, you know? And the other sign, you avoid to speak up. For example, for me,
come on.
If someone was asking me to speak up, I couldn't. I was kind all the time behind, you know? Mm. Like speaking in this podcast, yes. That was a big no.
Yes. Wow.
You know, sometimes when you have imposter syndrome, you're just behind the scene. It depends why you have that imposter syndrome. Right. But for me, I was kind almost all the time behind. Wow. I didn't want people to notice me. I didn't want people to know me. I was just behind.
Wow.
And the other thing is comparison. People who have imposter syndrome, uh-huh, they compare to the other people who they feel that,
got it. I got you.
Yeah, they compare to the other people who they feel that they are capable.
Yes. Yes.
So they find that all the time they are not as good as the other person. Mm-hmm. All the time you are not beautiful as the other person. Right. You are not doing good as the other person. Right. You know? And also, yeah, I say that isolating, most of them, they are isolating. They don't want to be where the people can judge them.
Right.
Yeah. So those are kind of signs
we can check.
We need to check and see if we don't have that imposter syndrome.
Losing your voice and what you mean, and I'm not saying going hoarse. So as you were saying, you didn't have a voice. So you just hid. You hid behind and you didn't want to go to these places because you were uncomfortable there. But even if you had to go and show up, you wouldn't say anything. You wouldn't allow the true you to come out because of the current concern or the chatter in your head that's saying they're not going to understand you. They're not going to relate with you because of, you know, you're different, right? And so what I hear is not embracing your differences, but instead hiding them and then just trying your best to fit in when your head is telling you you're not fitting in here. And so you show up less than, you show up not being the true you. With that, what strategies or tools did you use or that you can share or can women use to overcome imposter syndrome on a daily basis, right? What can they do? Strategies, okay. Share, please.
So, yeah, so I will be talking about what I did.
Uh-huh.
So what I did, first of all, I started to realize that I'm going to say, because I'm a Christian, I started to realize that I am fearful and wonderful made.
Yes.
As God says, he says that we are fearful and wonderful made. If he says that, it's true.
Yes.
We are wonderful and fearful made, you know. There is nothing, that inner voice that is telling me you are not enough. You cannot do this. You cannot do that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be there. I need to shut down that voice.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm telling any women who's out there that we need to shut those voices.
Yeah.
I'm still in that journey, but we need to shut that voices that are telling that you are not beautiful. You are not enough.
Right.
see what you did, see what you did there, see what you didn't achieve. No, we are in that progression. So we shouldn't listen to those voices, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And the second thing, it was through you, Dr. Kim. Remember?
Refresh my memory.
So I do not even have enough word to thank you.
You're welcome.
When we met, remember you gave me an exercise to do.
Yes.
Exercise to do. That exercise was very challenging for me. Very challenging because, yes, I had achieved at that time. I had really big achievement, but I was kind of behind the scene.
Yeah.
Been in our organization all the time was my husband who was like giving the speech, was doing everything. Me, I was behind. I was working very, very hard, but behind the scene, right?
Right.
And then when we met, yes, I was in journey of realizing that I am fearful and wonderful mate. But also you give me an exercise. The exercise was to state every day four things that I love, that I'm proud of, I'm appreciate.
Yes.
For 2 weeks.
Yes.
At the beginning, I was saying I couldn't even have things for 3 days.
Right.
Why even you're asking me for 2 weeks? I said I cannot do this, but I did anyways. I did the exercise.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. I find that I have many things. Do you remember I sent you my documents?
Yeah,
many things.
Exactly.
At the end, I even now understand why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yes.
Why God created the way I am.
Yes.
And now I realize my purpose.
Yes.
I said, wow, this is beautiful.
It
for
is.
For people, they need to find you. They need to do that exercise with you, Dr.
Oh,
Kim.
Absolutely.
That was very, very, and very rewarding for me.
Good.
Very
good.
Rewarding, and I can't thank enough. Thank you so much for helping me with that journey. Yeah.
And so, again, she's talking about the path to greatness, and these are two lists. If you're a first time or a new listener to our podcast, while you're listening to this episode, she's talking about path to greatness exercise, which we spoke about many a times on the podcast, and it's, you know, you can get it free, downloaded from my website, anywhere on our website. I mean, I have multiple, so I'm not even going to list out all the websites that I have, but you should be able to get it from the website where we actually post all of our podcasts. And so Path to Greatness is the name of it. And you did exceptionally well, but not only that, remember, and I want to remind our listeners who take the challenge and do it, it's not just a tool for one-time use. It's a tool that you take with you for the rest of your life. And so what I heard you say, Diane, that this tool helped you to uncover your greatness. Although you were saying, I know the word, I know scripture that says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, but this exercise helped you to clearly see how you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, instead of just looking at your physical body, I hear you saying this exercise had you go inward and really show you everything about you and how you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so because of that, you then did away with the imposter syndrome. You're now no longer hiding behind, you know, your husband when he speaks or doing the things or doing all the work behind the scenes. You're not doing that. You're stepping up, being authentic, being you and walking and being your true self. That's why you're here on You Are You Unapologetically, because again, you know, we say it all the time. You owe no one an apology when you're being you. I owe no one an apology when I'm being me. So that's what I hear you saying. And what a wonderful strategy tool, right, that you share for people to, you know, implement in their daily lives so they can overcome imposter syndrome.
Yeah, the other thing maybe I can also add on that.
Yes.
We need also to be surrounded with positive-minded people.
Yes.
Because when I met you, you know, you changed me. So do not be surrounded with people who are consistently telling you that you're down, you're not worthy, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. I remember when we met, you told me, Diane, you can do this exercise. I know it will take you from one level to the other level. And it really did, you know?
Yeah.
So try to find people that are very positive in your cycle. Go to those people.
Yeah.
The ones who are putting you down, they don't have any place in your life while you are trying to work on your imposter syndrome. And maybe the last thing that I can answer with that question is celebrating your progress. Celebrating your progress. You know, celebrating your progress. You are in transition from where you are to the other level.
Right.
So celebrate. If
celebrate.
Something happened,
that's it.
Celebrate.
All about celebrating it, right?
Yes, celebrate.
Even if it's a baby step. Oh, my God.
Yes, even if it's a baby step, celebrate, you know?
Exactly.
And yeah, and everything will be okay.
Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. You have shared some juicy nuggets. Thank you so much for even sharing your story of how you wouldn't go to places, or if you did, you wouldn't say anything. And that is how you would show up and do those things. Right. But then you recognize and remembered how you were fearfully and wonderfully made. And then you shared the tool that really made a difference in your life, where you are free from, right, imposter syndrome. You overcame it for good. So with me saying that, how can women begin to reframe their thoughts and build self-confidence to combat imposter syndrome in the long term? And you share some things in what you were saying, but let's speak for, you know, the long haul, right? Like, for good.
Mm-hmm. You know, with imposter syndrome, all the time you have the inner voices that are telling you are not enough.
And I call head chatter. I call it head chatter. And when I do it, I'm doing this, right? Because I want people to recognize this is head chatter. Go ahead.
Yeah. So instead of believing in those voices, tell them, no, I am in my transition. I am progressing. That's what I did. Like those voices, they were telling me, dear, no one understands you. Now, today, you know what I say? It's not about what they understand me or what they don't understand me. It's I have something to share, you know? And even though they don't understand me, they will ask me questions.
Yes.
So your voice, keep quiet.
Yes. Get it down.
So quiet. So those who are dealing with imposter syndrome, we need start to shut down those voices.
Yeah.
Second, we need to love ourselves.
Yeah.
We are, as I mentioned before, we are fearful and wonderful made. You know, God has created you beautiful. I see most of women, they feel that they are not beautiful. Every woman is beautiful.
Yeah.
We are beautiful, right?
Yeah.
So those voices that are telling you are not enough, you didn't do well, shut them down and tell yourself that you are beautiful, you are capable. Mm-hmm. And second, try to see all your achievements.
Yes.
All your achievements, you have enough achievement. Mm-hmm. Like the exercise you gave me, it was just telling me, what is your achievement?
Mm-hmm.
Recognize them. It's enough. It's big.
Yeah.
Don't put as they are so small. They are big, big.
Yeah.
And because you are confident with what you achieved in the past, you can achieve better again in the future, right?
That's what
I can say.
Awesome.
And celebrate where you are. Celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate. I remember when I started facilitating the business class, I celebrate myself because I was able to facilitate that training, you know, celebrate and improve.
Yeah.
If you know something that is, you know, doing well, improve. I'm still improving my English. I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
But I am confident where I am. I am confident. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So shut down the noise. Shut it down. Those voices, the head chatter, the noise. Shut it down. How? By start saying who you are to those voices, to that head chatter. That's how you first start shutting it down. You then have to speak to and say, nope, you're wrong. Nope, this is who I am. Absolutely. And then recognize and acknowledge all of your achievements, no matter how big, how small, it doesn't matter. Even the smallest achievement is huge. Recognize mm-hmm. that. And I love this the most. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate them all. Celebrate yes. them all.
Exactly. Amazing.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay. So to bring this session to a close, before I let you go, what would you say to a woman who's listening to this podcast and she feels like a fraud? She feels like a fraud, even though she has accomplished so much. What would you say to a woman listening, but she feels like a fraud and she could look at all of her accomplishments, but she still feels like a fraud?
So I would say same thing, that you are beautiful. You are wonderful made. You are awesome. You are enough. You are you as you. Yes. As you, you are enough. So get up, stand up, and celebrate you, your achievement, and work on that things that are maybe you want to work on. Yes, we need to improve ourselves. Mm-hmm. But where you are enough. Yes. You are enough. You are enough. You are enough. So be happy. Don't see what you didn't achieve, what you need to achieve. It's okay. It's okay.
Yes.
We are okay. We need to forgive ourselves, right? And go be happy, embrace, and celebrate your journey. Celebrate and celebrate. Yeah.
Awesome. That's what I think. Awesome. Awesome. So, okay. Because you have given us so much juice, and what I mean by that, nuggets and stuff that we can nibble on and eat on and drink, right? Please, please share with our listeners, how can they connect with you? If someone who's listening and, you know, of course, is empowered by what you're saying, and they're like, oh, I want to meet this lady. I want to connect with Diane. How can they connect with you? Please feel free to provide your website, your email, your social media handles, like whatever. How can our listeners connect with you, Diane?
So you can find all my details, information through our website. As we mentioned, we have a nonprofit organization, and the website is www.wintogetherfoundation.com.
Wow.
www.wintogetherfoundation.com, and you will find all my phone number and everything, my email address, and I'll be happy to connect to you and also encourage in this journey.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I told y'all she was awesome, just like all my guests.
Thank you so much.
Awesome, phenomenal, amazing, all the above. So thank you. Thank you so much, Diane, for saying yes and being on our podcast. Thank you for the nuggets that you shared. Thank you for your examples and how you share so authentically. I'm yes. stopping on that, but there it is. That's the word I was trying to say. It's a blessing and a pleasure to have you here. And so listeners, my listeners, you guys, give me a second and I will be right back. Wait for
thank
me.
You, thank
Wait
you.
For me. I'm just saying. Okay. So I'm back. Wow. Wow. That conversation was so powerful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Diane Umutoni, right? I have to make sure I take my time in pronouncing her name because I'm good at chopping up names. Thank you, Diane Umutoni, for being our guest today and for sharing your wisdom on this important topic. Mwah. We really appreciate you. Yes, imposter syndrome. Again, right? That sneaky voice in your head that says you're not good enough. You don't belong here. Someone's going to find out that you are a fraud. Even when you're qualified, even when you've earned every opportunity, it can feel like you're not worthy of the success you achieved. And I have to be honest, this isn't just something that I've read about. I lived it. See, early in my career, I remember landing a leadership role and I had worked so hard for. I was more than ready, but inside my head, I questioned everything. I kept thinking, what if I mess up? What if they realize that I am not as smart as they think I am? Even after receiving recognition and praise, I still felt like I was a fraud. I felt like I didn't belong there. See, that voice of doubt lingered, and it lingered for a long time. And because of that, it robbed me of enjoying my wins, even my small wins. See, that is why this episode is so important. It is so important because if you're listening and you've ever minimized your achievement or second-guessed yourself or felt undeserving of your success, I just want you to know you are not alone. I've been there, right? You are not alone, and there are others who are still in that space. And I want every listener to know you don't have to be alone in this space. You don't have to be in this space. And you don't have to shrink to fit in. You don't. You don't have to wait for permission. You already belong where you are. One of the things that I loved about what Diane shared is that overcoming imposter syndrome, it is all about building new habits and ways of thinking. We have to do something new, right? And think differently. It's a practice of embracing your value and worth unapologetically. And I know when it comes to our value and our worth, you know, we second guess ourselves there. But know your value, know your gifts, know your talents, know your abilities, know your strengths, know your weaknesses, know your skills. Look at all that and sum up your value and have a clear number on your worth. And you have to do it unapologetically. Okay, so I don't want to close out without giving you some key takeaways from this episode or the conversation that we had today. I want you to remember that imposter syndrome is common. It's common, but it's not the truth. Those thoughts don't define your worth. You are qualified and you're deserving. All right, recognize the signs. If you're minimizing your wins, even the small wins, oh, that's nothing, that's just not right. Or if you're overworking or waiting to feel ready, right? You might be dealing with imposter syndrome. So recognize the signs. Here are some practical tools that you can implement. Journaling, right? Journaling, writing down some of your wins. Journaling about the thoughts that you have in your head. When you read them out loud, you'll see that they're not true. Celebrating. That's what Diane said. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Celebration time. Come on. Celebrate your wins. Celebrate your wins. Reframe your thoughts, right? Yes. Challenge your negative thoughts and find a support system, right? Reframing your thoughts is another way to you to, you know, not think negative or not think the way you're thinking about yourself. But then in challenging your negative thoughts, it's actually identifying what you're thinking and stopping it. Nope, that's not true. Nope, that's not true either, right? There is a support system that you can find. And that's really with, you know, find other women who have experienced this and or either a role model, a mentor, someone that can help you and support you in this space and help you to get out of imposter syndrome. Here's someone that also can help you rewrite the story in your head, right? So you share it with someone, and the people who know you best will tell you that's not true, and they will help you rewrite the story in your head. And most importantly, you belong. You belong. Your success is not an accident. Your success is not an accident at all. You are enough exactly as you are. Never forget that. Never forget that. And so for the listeners, I want to give you some action steps as well. So this week, whenever you're hearing this episode, I want you to keep a self-confident journal. Every day, write down one thing that you accomplished, no matter how small. Practice self-compassion. Be kind and gentle with yourself, right? We're always told to be kind and gentle with other people, but be kind and gentle with yourself. And at the end of the week, I want you to look back and I want you to remind yourself. I want you to remind yourself that you are not an imposter, that you are a woman in progress who is showing up unapologetically. See, with society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. And most of the time, we push things down, right? Push things away. We hide who we really are. And sometimes we just go with the flow. But I'm here to tell you in every episode that you are you unapologetically, and that means being true to how you were created and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. No, don't do that, because people are going to talk no matter what. And we don't, you don't, I don't have the time to be intimidated by the presence of others and you thinking little of yourself. So when you show up without pretense, when you show up not being fake and phony, when you show up without hesitation, the world can't, and I said can't, dull your glamour. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light, to share it, to help others, to tap into their own brilliance. So let's all agree to put an end to this disparaging mindset and begin to own your authentic self. Join me here in a safe space where I initiate influential conversations about you being you, because you are you unapologetically, and no one is better at being you. So thank you again, Diane Umutoni, for joining us and joining me today and sharing your insight on imposter syndrome. Thank you for giving us practical ways to overcome it. We so appreciate you. And thank you to my listeners for tuning in to You Are You Unapologetically. Now, if today's episodes resonate with you, please share it with another woman who could benefit from this message. And don't forget to subscribe. And I would love it. I would love to hear from you. So please tell me if you have imposter syndrome. Please tell me, or if you have a story. To every woman listening, keep reminding yourself, you don't have to apologize for being you. Nope. Because you are enough. You are capable. You are you, unapologetically. And that is your power. That is your power. So until next time, keep showing up, keep believing in yourself, and keep being you unapologetically. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.